It's us. We are back again.
I love it.
You and me. It's Let's Dig Into That, where our mission is to spark honest, thoughtful conversations that promote deeper connections and understanding with a focus on the culture, relationships, and ideas that shape our world. That seems like an audacious goal for today.
I love that.
So we're going to do some world shaping. Ooh, I came in cozy. I am here with my globe wanderer, curiosity seeker.
Nice.
My playtime instigator, lovers and friends. How could anyone forget the one and only J.T. Coppinger?
I love that, babe. It's so good. Wait till you hear mine, because it's oddly similar.
Oh.
Everybody, that voice that you just heard, she is my fuh-loving gold medal travel companion who thinks everything nice is covered in spice. It's Jordan, everybody.
That's so good. I feel very good. Everything. True.
I went with your travel and your food love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love languages. He's learning. So I am going to dig right on in because you heard me giggling on the phone last night.
You had a great conversation with a great friend.
And I said, yeah, so ready to chat with you tomorrow. I chatted with my sister from another Mista. I feel like weird. Yeah.
Sister from another Mista?
Sister from a
brother,
you know,
from another
a long
mother?
Time ago, Minnesota. And yes. So, yeah. But my dear friends in the state of North Carolina, she and I have a unique relationship in that we Insta-bonded. I think we had that Tracy Ellis Ross calls it a cauldron sister, where it's like, whoa.
Yes.
We already did like a blood handshake thing in some past life. So we use words like manifest and visualize, and we talk about my meditating and things like that, and we dream freaking big together.
If people don't understand what we're talking about, Jordan's office literally has a wall. Entire wall of vision boards.
Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. Continue.
That is so, I'm glad you brought that up, but it's true. And some of them are layered as the dreams build on each other. But this is my spicy blonde sister that introduced me to my astrological reader, who she's been working with for, I think, like probably close to 2 decades. Long time. Anyway, recently, this family, they have beautiful, super, super cool, wicked smart, 9 and 4-year-old little boys.
Super cool boys.
I shouldn't call them little because I learn a lot every time we're together.
Under the age of 10. I think little is okay.
Little sages is what I'm going to call them. They've got, I dig this crew. So it is both of their birthday month, so we're having a great chat, and they recently they exhibited a vision board gone reality.
Yes.
They purchased their, what we're calling like the legacy property.
Their dream house.
My girlfriend had the gusto to articulate her dream, share it out loud, spread the love, and then go balls to the wall and go freaking get it. And it morphed, like this has been a year in the making from I'm feeling the tickle of change, I believe is how it started. Because they were here for a visit and I'm like, you brought none of this up.
They came skiing.
They came to ski, brought the boys. We had a great Valentine celebration and then went home the next day. She's like, I'm uprooting our lives. And I'm like, okay, that sounds good. Yeah. And so now we are closing on, or they just recently, they're in the new house. They have sold the old house. We are in the new spot. And the reactions have been interesting. There was no doubt that there's a reason my girl
called me. People
throwing
shade.
Yeah, intentionally or not.
For them achieving their dream? I mean,
it is interesting when you walk in and you go, whoa, you're the luckiest person, or you question your own deserving nature to a certain degree. And that's what we were chatting about last night of, dang, like you kind of catch yourself limiting your excitement, maybe toning down for certain guests, because you're not trying to rub your joy in anyone's face, but she's going, damn it, I said I wanted this and I got it, and now I can't even like be at the party to celebrate. And she wasn't down by any means, but we were talking about the tempering of, like, I feel we have a responsibility to share the magic.
I couldn't agree with you more.
And that's why she and I bond, is it is important that, so, okay, we're going to, that's what we're going to chat about. I'm
I
sure
love it. Manifesting.
This crew, but yes, I knew I could get you excited.
I love this. What a great topic.
But babe. She was like, take it to the pod. And I was like, and she goes, why?
She
her
said
question
that?
Was, why don't we all have the audacity to dream freaking big and want to go get it? And wow. So I want you to tell me about your...
Yeah, well, I think you did a really great setup. Truly,
thank
this
you.
Person, the first time
I'm so
I met,
happy for them.
First time I met this person, she pulled cards with me and did an astrological reading and
tarot
and,
cards, yeah.
And talked about energy and some of these things that I understood and grew up around. Like, but I love the question: why can't you just go for your goals? And why do you get people who are judging you when you get there? When you said this is what I'm shooting for, and then you go and get it, and people are judging you for it or making you question if you're deserving?
Well, I hear the word manifest and I instantly go, that's some white girl shit.
Oh, yeah?
Like, that feels like
privilege?
I have the privilege and the, yeah, white hope of being a girl that can just, yeah, use my little glue sticks and cut out my pretty magazine. But why the hell not is what I'm going to push for.
I'm a believer.
I don't care. I think we are all worthy of what we want.
Exactly
and feel
right.
We want in our little hearts, and that is fair game.
Right.
And so, yes, but my instant reaction was like, why don't we all dream big? And I was like, because
failure.
Oh, good point.
That's why. I mean, I can think of so many times, like, again, I pull on sports too much, but I remember not telling people that I was trying out for big elite level teams because there was a chance I wouldn't make the team. And so I didn't want an audience for my failure. You know what I mean? Like, that was...
The image, that's an excellent point. So, yes, you say, I'm going to, yeah, even imagine telling your teammates, like, I'm going to manifest my dream of being the leading whatever of this. But you're right, to have that audience, that crew of, ooh, is there, like, does that come with age and, you know, that you realize at a certain point, you're like, oh, I want the collective energy to help push me forward where it looks like weakness a little bit. Ooh. Maybe.
Well, really my advice for people who are intentional about what they want and have figured it out and want to go get it. Like, the science is real. When I was introduced to the idea of manifesting something, it sounded like hooey nonsense.
Right.
What I mean?
Yeah,
like,
right.
I grew up in Boulder, Colorado, mm-hmm. and it is notorious for being split between tech-savvy folks and the hippie generations that flocked there. And so I grew up around kombucha and dreadlocks and different ideologies. It's home of Naropa University, where, like, people who want to do alternative
right.
studies can go and learn. And so I grew up around this stuff.
You were exposed at a very young age to...
Yes, but the people
pray
that,
into trees.
Yeah, exactly. The people that I associated with weren't exactly to that realm. Maybe believers, kind of like your everyday person. And so when I saw this alternative lifestyle, I just immediately was like, those people are wacky.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Manifesting falls in that, like, it lingo of alternative vocabulary when I want to push for science.
Yes.
Magic, but faith-based, perhaps. Not like spirit. Yes. I don't know. Self-worth-based. Yeah, magic.
Well, here's the sort of punchline for me. You asked about, like, maturity and age. What's happened for me is I realized there's a lot of science behind figuring out what you want and making actions. Like, whether you're just talking about manifesting through vision boarding, something that most people are familiar with. You get a vision board, you put all these pictures
on
there.
Vision board's the gateway.
Well, I'm just using that as an,
dreaming big,
as an
sure.
example. But think about the actual science behind it. When you can be intentional about what you want, you start subconsciously acting in ways to achieve that goal, whether you realize it or not. Like, manifestation is real in the sense of science, because whether you're realizing you're doing it or not, but if you're constantly putting your energy towards something that you want to achieve, guess what?
Right.
So many elements of your life are going to be directed towards that as well. Like, there's true science behind
what
how this works.
What you think about, you bring about is definitely aligned for a reason.
Yes.
And so that's true. And even if you don't necessarily take to the idea of manifesting your dream, you could even consider it, like, how is it different from goal setting or having aspirations to, own this or have a business or leave a, you know, a legacy and right. all of that. Like, that's all you could identify in your own life if you are willing to be that introspective and realize that that shit happened.
Yeah.
That's happened for you. And then I think that is like the harnessing of it is what I get really excited about, because I am in a house that a vision board built.
Yes.
And I think it's funny, in the spirit of manifesting, we left our previous previous spaces very differently. Mine was in a millisecond whim, but I knew change was a brewing, and the things that were important, what I was putting my energy toward was, I need this. I saw a view, like my manifesting comes in snapshots. Like it okay. is not a full, I can take a lot of the scenario, but I had like, I kind of knew the flavor. And so maybe it's sensory or something that, and I knew where I was supposed to be, in good, bad, or otherwise, it would come to that. So
were there
like,
any,
things would come from that.
Mm-hmm. Were there any, like, in these moments of manifestation, and I'd love for you to talk about more than just like vision boarding, like what else right. do you do to bring things about?
Well, you hit on attention. I think that, yeah, like you have to.
Hit it on is what?
Like attention, like attention. Bring focus, like what you think about, you bring about.
Yeah.
And so it is, like I said, I knew change was a brewing. Like if somebody is willing to dare to dream and want something big, and you take time to kind of sit with it, I personally feel like it's a whole like spiritual experiment of, why do I want what I want? Do I only want what I want because other people are telling me that's what I should
right.
want? Are those my dreams or their dreams? What am I willing to sacrifice to get there? And all of my like motivations. And so I think it becomes like, I'm probably a nicer person for actually desiring selfish things, what might be considered selfish.
That's really, I'm so glad you said that, because you started this by like, I think manifesting and trying to have these big lofty dreams, you immediately went to like, oh, white girl privilege.
100%. That is exactly where I'm like, it feels like a tough sell to be like, but when you break it down, I think it is more of a campfire practice of everybody's included on, yeah, what really tickles you.
Yeah.
And then to spend time thinking about it and like planting those seeds, like seeds and signs, that's a big one for me. And so I can also, like JT moving from his previous residence was the whole town burned down basically and really
and
sad.
There was a
I'm
mass
sorry.
Shooting. Yeah.
I mean, our hearts
brutal.
Are like fire has just not. Yeah. We got to respect the game. Yeah. I'm a fire sign. I think you can tell that by this conversation. or sun sign. How does that work? I'm hot either way.
Yes, you,
you
are.
You said spicy
yes,
in the
are.
Intro.
But no, that's a good point too with the signs, because I've always thought of manifesting in certain ways, and you've hit on a couple of them, but signs are a big thing for me. And I believe, and this might be a pessimistic view, but when you're on the wrong path, like when people are like, I want to manifest what's truly inside me. And you talked about this internal versus external sort of idea of, how do you figure out what you actually want? Is that because you're collecting input from the outside world and you're going to craft yourself to be what the world wants you to be? Or are you manifesting what you really are in your authentic self? I think that that's the biggest element of this. Manifestation is basically a word that helps you figure out what it is that you want to achieve. And you talked about goals versus manifesting. Goals are sort of external, in my opinion, where a manifestation is sort of comes from within. This is like, I want this because it makes me truly who I am. Does that make sense? Like, that's the difference between goal setting and manifesting.
Really? So you don't think that wanting this does not apply to me. So if it does to you, no insult intended, but like the yellow Lamborghini.
Uh-huh.
And so you feel that's like the truth to you. Like, does that fall into your manifest? Like if someone's that's the vision board goal.
You could certainly attempt to manifest that if that's something. But at the same time, that's not something I truly connect with. The things that I manifest, I think about it the same way that I pray. I don't really ever pray for self things. The way that I was taught to pray, not even in a religious background, some of this even goes into Alcoholics Anonymous.
Sure.
But I was taught to pray for the betterment of a society, another person, a situation. You don't ask for particular things for yourself.
That's your Santa Claus list is like the...
But the way that, like, if you wanted to incorporate manifesting a Lamborghini, what are you going to do with that Lamborghini?
You can just want it. I think that's fine. I think my argument is, go get it.
But I would argue that you had manifested something to get the Lamborghini. You know, maybe your authenticity is coming through the business in which you created to have enough income to purchase that Lamborghini.
What I think you're alluding to, and a word we haven't used too much, is like, my hope is in pursuit of this sexy whip that you want, the universe gets in the way and the good is like the betterment, the bigger picture kind of comes to light. Because I do think that I can want things that might not necessarily be what I get in the end, but I also really, truly, in my personal heart of hearts, believe that I'm going to end up where I'm supposed to be.
Yes, I couldn't agree with that more. And you're bringing in the spiritual aspect of this, which spiritual is not a word that I love because it's not clearly defined, in my opinion. And I don't really care what your belief system is. I truly don't.
Yeah, I think your thing.
I think what it comes down to is you have to believe in something.
Faith in something.
Mm-hmm. And I have a higher power. And you and I use the universe and energy. And again, kind of going down that hippy-dippy nonsense road that I used to, that's how I used to think. And then I experienced some of this stuff in real life.
That's the thing, is if the Lamborghini receiver goes, oh shit, that vision board action really works. Yay for my team.
Right.
Because I think they're going to promote. And then perhaps if they're recognized for being able to be magic and get what they want, then I hope that there's a call for, oh, you have the great Oz moment.
Right.
That you look at what you can do. And so I think there's a lot of potential good, bad, otherwise power. But I think... Yeah.
Right. And I was talking about signs before, and I think that that's important to bring back because it is sort of that spiritual element of like giving up energy and power to the universe. The way I look at the universe or a higher power is almost like a parental figure for my manifestations, truly, where I have a faith and an understanding of something that I don't understand that they know better, and that I'm going to find my way to where I'm supposed to be. And so within manifestation, like sometimes you might be thinking that you really desire this one thing and you might put some effort into it and hit a roadblock. And I really look at the universe, that's a sign. That's you saying, okay, is this a hurdle I need to overcome to continue on that journey? Or am I being led down a different path? You know what I mean?
Mm.
And so the signs are critical. And going back to my point of my exit from my previous living arrangement was, whole town burned down, 1,000 structures. Mass shooting, the signs when you're on the wrong path are so loud. and most people will choose to ignore them. But when you're on the wrong path,
like that's a recovery moment too. And you're like, it's noisy at the bottom.
Unmanageable. People ask me all the time, like, how do I know if I'm on the right path? And I'm like, trust me, you will know if you're on the wrong path. Are you constantly getting arrested? Like, these are the signs I'm talking about. When you're on the wrong path, the signs are super loud.
That's an excellent, excellent point. You are a poster child. Yep.
And when you're on the...
You go big or go home.
And when you're on a good path, they're more subtle because...
Encouraging.
I believe that the universe wants to steer you in the right path, but there's learning. It's almost like quid pro quo.
Oh, nice.
You know, like what are you... You know, okay, this is what you want. Now we're in a negotiation. If you want this, you better be willing to do this. And if you're not, maybe that's a reroute to a new path. But that's how I really believe manifesting works, is first you can get down to the core of what authentically you need. And then you kind of get these signs that coach you towards, is that actually what you want or is it not? You know what I mean?
It's amazing.
This episode of Let's Dig Into That is brought to you by...
Wanting more, wanting stuff, wanting to feel fulfilled. Some folks have all the luck. They get the perfect relationship, the effortless promotion, smiling, vegetable-loving kids, the dream. Their dream seems catered, picket fence, camera-ready ideal. If you feel you are operating from a limited belief system, it's time to start designing your miracles. Say hello, universe, and begin your journey manifesting today. Manifest your heart's desire in these simple steps. Write it, read it, dare to believe it, then see it. Write it, read it, dare to believe it, then see it.
Manifest. So I already shared with you that my sort of intro into manifestation.
Yes.
That I thought immediately that it was drug-induced nonsense. But I've come a long way hippy in the process. And really, I really believe in this. And I can't wait to talk a little bit more in depth about why and how it works. But what was your intro into manifestation like?
Yes, going back to the get, because it wasn't just, when I decided to get into looking for a home to live in, a roofer over my head. No, like it was essential to figuring out what the F I wanted.
Right.
Like I am such an open-minded, people-pleasing, let's make a party human that it was easy to be like, I could make that fun. I could go down this path. I could do that. And damn, did I go wrong? But not in the spirit of manifesting. It allowed me, it was like a pretty journal experience with me kind of feeling out. And a lot of it just took a lot of self-reflection on. So for me, it was like a practice of.
So you believed right away in the power of returning to your core and figuring out what it is you need or want. And I want to, like, I don't love the word want. It makes me think of materialistic
thing.
Privilege, well, I think you've talked about. I think what I'm really, when we say want, I would love to sub that word for fulfillment. What gives me fulfillment?
And the, absolutely. That's what I was hunting for. What gives me fulfillment? And then post-divorce, I went to get my astrological reading the first time. And I've referenced that experience as permission to be myself.
Right.
And
which is now a slogan of ours.
Freaking huge. That was a huge moment because it was like, okay, these are my strengths. These are my, what's at my disposal. And if I put my power, my superpowers to good use, this seems like I can make that achievable. And so that was in adulthood that I became, kind of a junkie, to use your drug reference, for holy shit, you know, like I believed I had, it required me to believe in myself a bit more.
Uh-huh.
And that's your own journey. I can't, like, our goal again, not to change your mind, just open it.
That's right.
That is your own, you know, seek. But I want more. And I do believe that I don't have all the answers. And I like the parental, I'm like the higher power of the universe. But I do believe that there is a kind of a, in the Plinko game of Price is Right.
Hell yeah.
Where I'm going to bounce off dink, dank, dink, dank.
Hopefully
my way
in the middle.
Down. But I am like, for me, manifesting is like, I'm going to point this way.
Yeah.
And then remain open to the shit that's coming out of, you know, the environment, the support. And it doesn't mean like 9 people out of 10 tell you it's a bad idea. It might be, but you know what? I am not the I might be your one. That's why my girlfriend called me last night, is like, oh dang, lean into that. Where when you realize what you want and why you want it, there's not a lot that can slow you down in that way. And it was so cool to see her achieve this. And I get why people are like, I'm jealous. Like, we have to Brené it up a little bit. But like, is it envy or is it jealousy?
Right.
Or like my pure joy. I said right to her poor little ear. I'm like, girl, I'm so happy for you. Those property taxes are going to be a son of a bitch. Because I'm like, you know, I'm going to bring you down a little bit, but I'm going to do it right to your ear, right to your face.
Yeah.
And so, but who's blown my mind recently is Dr. James Doty.
Yes.
MD. He
I'm has, familiar with Doty.
Yeah.
Dr. Dotes.
Dr. Doty, we found him through our soon-to-be hopeful, I'm going to dream big here, can't wait to take Mel Robbins out to lunch.
Hell yeah.
I see you, Mel. Dr. James Doty wrote the book Mind Magic, all about the neuroscience behind everything you were talking about, how what you put your attention on, what you meditate on, then visualize, And then he puts in a fourth step of compassion that I know is a word you love, but you want to see how it applies in this manifesting
context. I was confused with how
Dr. Jody presented. Well, we love promoting books that we haven't read here. So, like, well, we love him, crazy about him, book on its way.
Exactly. But at the same time, we have seen him featured on lots of other things and listened to him speak. And what I was confused about was his compassion aspect.
He's a compassion leader. He's a neuroscientist and compassion leader who says the magic is real.
Right. And I want to just, I'm not a doctor, so I'm paraphrasing a lot of Dr. Doty's philosophies. But he talked about things that I've always talked about, the amygdala, and how many of us live in this state of stress all the time. And how it's almost impossible to connect with that inner part of ourselves to figure out what it is that's going to create that fulfillment.
Bingo. That's my white privilege right in its ugly head again of the time to be in a calm, non-chaotic fight or flight state, to just be that chill, indulgent, you know, to set
it's
your intention
that way. It's not indulgent, though. That's what we're trying to sort of demystify, I guess.
Bingo.
Is that figuring out what fills you up and creates fulfillment in your life is not indulgent. Like, it's necessity. You have to have that to be able to achieve those dreams.
And he's arguing it makes you a nicer person.
That's where the compassion. I was confused about the compassion, but he's talking about it makes you more compassionate. That you can go spread that across the world when you connect with that fulfillment that you need and you start manifesting it by connecting with it. That's really the punchline of what I took away from compassion there.
And I think you did it.
Well okay, done. Good. I'm glad.
Well done. I'm tracking you because he is arguing for the segue, I believe, from doing what you can to get away from this narrative of fear.
Yes.
And into a narrative of love, which, you know, has that compassion as a symptom side effect and a great side effect of that. So he believes that we are locked in a prison of which, like, we have the key. We are locked in a prison of negative self-talk.
Uh-huh.
And if you're in fight or flight and you're like, this shit keeps happening to me. And why am I like, I get it.
Yeah.
And so I cannot pretend to empathize with every situation there, but like, damn, do I want to? And so he believes that this negative self-talk is the roadblock of why we can't allow ourselves to realize that our intention mixed with action actually can lead to mind-blowing miracles
and positive growth, stuff, desires, you want. Fulfillment, your wants, fulfillment. Your dreams.
It's a much better word than like the stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we started on dreams, and that makes so much sense because when you flip it and think backwards, that when you're in a really negative space in your life and you're not manifesting good, you're perpetuating the bad. And I think it's so sad to say
mindset.
I'm victim of it all the time. But that positive mindset of making sure you can
join me in the joy lane.
Exactly. I fall victim of it all the time of like, oh my gosh, I have 8 meetings today. Like what, how is this a thing? Like, how is this my life? And guess what I'm manifesting?
How is this my life?
9 meetings tomorrow. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you just get in this cycle and you have to
stress cycle.
You have to take the, you have to be conscious. You have to be aware. You have to actually be intentional is the word I was looking for on what you actually want to create. Because if you just stay in that cycle, oh man, all you're creating is negative.
And you're just not in charge of the timeline. And so when you are in these negative moments, like it does take the right mindset and that little glimpse of, you know, sunshine to refocus, bring back, but it seems hopeless in phases. And what are the freaking odds? But we all know individuals that were like, wow, did they call that? That kid was 8 years old and was like, I'm going to be a chef. And you're like, whoa. And now they have 6. Like, you, there are on even much smaller examples, but like you see that drive. And when it, ikigai or whatever the Japanese, like when you have what you are great at and what you love and all of that matches.
Right.
And I think it took a lot, just to reiterate, a lot of time for me to try to, I'm still new to the practice.
Yeah.
And I think it's so cool for to know I have access to it and I'm my own boss for, you know, this aspect of my life. For the rest of it, all I have to do is have the faith and believe in it. And that's really exciting.
The belief is a major key. And I think that's where a lot of people get hung up. You know what I mean? And then the fear of failure that I was referring to earlier, like in terms of manifestation, let's use the same example of like, I'm going to try out for an elite level team mm-hmm. and I'm not going to tell anyone I'm doing it because I'm afraid that afterwards I have to tell them I didn't make the team. Mm-hmm. What am I manifesting in that situation?
Right. You aren't going
to. That I'm not going to make the team.
Yes. You know what I mean? You will self-sabotage.
Right.
And it will, yeah, you will end up there. One I struggle with is because I'm driven, I learned in my astrological reading that there's a duty obligation that I'm motivated by, and that's okay. And guilt can, and manipulation, I can fall in codependency very, very victim to. So I often think like, I don't deserve that. Ooh. And so the self-worth, like, I haven't earned it. I haven't. And here's one that I'm just going to interject here, that I have a super badass, successful rock star mom. Okay. I win. Sorry if it was a competition, but no, she's fantastic. But she,
we have great moms.
Worked. Yes, we do. She worked her freaking ass off. And a really cool conversation that we've had. Because I find it, and it kind of links up to our dear friends in North Carolina and their new property, that when she's on the receiving end of, you're so lucky, like, oh man, like what a great life. And in her mind, she's going, holy crap, I've had a job consistently most of the time in her life since I know her.
Lady, I've worked my ass off to get here.
She's had three jobs at the same time, paid her way through school, got her PhD. And yes, I have a childhood that I can't complain about. And I feel very fortunate for that. That I'm like, but she worked tirelessly to manifest the shit she wanted. And so it's very diminishing almost to be like, you're so lucky, even though the intention is kind of a passive aggressive backhanded compliment, I guess.
Right. Bless her heart.
But it is. It's like, it's saying, I'm jealous of what you, like, you're so, I want that.
Right.
And so I think, again, the responsibility goes back to, then go get you some.
Yes.
Yeah. This is on you, boo.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know.
That Change seems- your mindset. And again, one of my favorite tools to be more practical about how this works, I love to visualize. When there's something that I know, like, oh my gosh, I have a new job. I work in the nonprofit sector and I'm loving it. And I really wanted this job. And so I visualized opening up my computer, logging on.
Having eight meetings.
The meetings. Like I visualized the things that I'm complaining about.
You brought this upon yourself.
But you get what I'm saying is the visualization aspect of like, put yourself there. Make sure your mind and body are ready for the things that you want to create.
Be careful what you ask
and
for.
I used it in sports. I coach it to this day of like, make sure to visualize the situation that you want to unfold and visualize it frequently. I used to do it when I woke up and before I
That's
went to sleep
true.
Every day.
I can make my 10,000 hours be manifestation.
Right.
But it's true. Like my girlfriend and I talk about it where it is an assumed, this is going to happen because I'm doing my thing mm-hmm. and I am like the rain dance has ensued that this is going to unfold as best suited to the larger plan. And I think there's so much crazy power in that. But again, I think the whole juxtaposition here is like, what are you using for external validation?
Right.
And if that's what you're putting up on what you're putting your focus on, I'm not sure that's going to work most of the time.
I agree. And that's sort of, I wish I had the language you just used when you asked me about the Lamborghini. Because my real answer would be, I don't think your inner core of like what you truly desire that brings you fulfillment, I'm not sure the Lamborghini is included in that.
Do we have to like make the joke? Like just want for the
Yeah. Like I feel like that's keeping up
Go
with
for the
operation. I feel like that's keeping up with the Joneses stuff.
And external validation.
I would think most of the time that's going to be external validation. And that's not really the things that we're talking about in terms of manifestation. I think you can manifest things like that, but
it could lead you down a path of I'm seeking more adventure. I want to drive fast.
There you go.
I want I want more color in my life. Like, why did you, I want to be seen. Mm-hmm. And that's why you went with the yellow.
Speeding tickets.
Yeah. I hate being the low person on the totem pole at work. And I want to pull up and make bitches jelly. Mm-hmm. And that's my MO. And so I've never said that phrase before.
Never heard you say that before.
Felt and good. It
sounded good.
But I think that, yeah. And I think what we're trying to promote here is bitches be jelly on their own. Don't, because really, truly, going back to your audience, how many people truly were vested aside from your family, your blood relation, are they going to stand there and boo your failure?
No.
No one cares.
No one really cares.
We're here to tell you no one cares.
That sounds terrible, but I think that our audience would understand.
But what a relief, right? I think that's awesome.
The presence that you have in your mind is literally 1,000 times more than your presence in anyone else's mind. And that's not to be negative or anything, but I do that all the time where I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to make sure that this person isn't let down. And then when I talk to that person, they haven't thought about me in a week. You know what I mean? Like, but that's just what we do. And it's so hard relating it back to manifestation, all the external stuff. It's so loud. Yeah. Just like those negative signs.
That's why I'm in headphones all the time.
It's so loud. And you have to connect with your inner, like, you need to know what's going to make you feel fulfilled.
What matters and why.
And the practice of manifestation might lead you down paths that you think is something that's going to bring you fulfillment. But ultimately, having faith in the universe, the energy, a higher power of some kind, I believe thoroughly that you will find where you're supposed to be. You just have to be courageous enough to try. And that's what manifestation is you're manifesting things because you might manifest something that you didn't want, but you learned you didn't want it. And now you can get closer to the things that you do.
Well, absolutely. I agree with that completely. And I think that I was just, if you're around kiddos, the fortunate parents, that watching them execute when they're pulling stuff off, yeah, or how they're planting seeds in your world and suddenly you have a puppy or you're going to Disney or whatever. But no, there is more power there. But I think it is the miracles that they can present in our world and you can be blown away by is really inspiring to be like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's huge. So can I ask you, like, right now, just, I can't help it, but to wrap up, like, what's your big one, wild, audacious, over the tippity top dream? Do you have one you would share?
Yes. I mean, I'm going to go with two if that's okay.
Please.
Well, it's sort of one. When I go to sleep at night, this is what I think about. Right after I kiss you and say goodnight, I think about recording this podcast in a van that we're taking all over the country. Soundproof. It's got this great setup and we're pulling random people off the street and we're just, and at the same time, we're selling the book that we've been working on for such a long time.
I like it.
If someone wanted to buy our book, we're doing that and we're putting out amazing content to folks, but like, that's the visualization I have before I go to sleep. And when I wake up of like, I want to take this show on the road. I want to impact as many people as we can. And I want that adventure.
We want to inspire conversations.
And I want to inspire conversations. And I want to connect with more people. And that's how I visualize it happening. How about you? I got to hear yours.
That was a good one. Was that both put together? Was it packaged together?
Well, yeah.
Because like, I love it. Just painting it.
The thing I've been manifesting for a long time and I'm working towards is the book project. I've always wanted to be a writer. And so this podcast has been so amazing to sort of connect with that side of me because it's still creative and it's very much in the same realm, but I can't give up on that book dream and I want them to work together.
Yeah, I'm kind of clutching to keep on dreaming. I'm just thinking adding to our like swag stash, which soon will be available.
Yes.
But we need just manifest t-shirts that said, I did it. And we could do told you on the back if you want to have a little sassitude.
Oh, I like that.
I did it.
I like told that a you. Lot. What's your big one
but
dream?
But I love the, when you talked about fear of audience, what a great look at this perspective of the more people I tell, I'm going to be held accountable to achievement. And they know how I roll in my skill set. And they are going to, hopefully all things going as planned, they'll motivate and join that. So, what is my big one
wild?
Yeah,
I want to know your big one wild. Like, what's your dream that you visualize?
Well, I mentioned there's always the, I have like the epic ultimate dinner party. And so I'll do that at a different time. But like, it would take me a moment to get my like 12 seats or so organized.
Who's filling those
seats?
That's what you
envision. It needs to be like cocktail hour and then certain folks dinner, certain for dessert and, NA drinks afterwards. But yeah. So I like that.
That's very connection based.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it is very exactly right. I want to, I feel touched by so many lives. I want to touch back in a non-assaulty, fully consent-bearing way. I'm ready to start doing some touching. So I'm very sensory, and so I've said this with you, that I have this snapshot that I can feel, taste, smell that is in our future, and it is a small break. We're in a home on water. I hear water, like the ocean's there, and I am elevated, like looking up balcony-esque, but open doors, kitchen.
warmth, humidity, all of that good stuff. And we have a busy schedule coming up, but we are in this space. We were wrapping a project long enough to be like in drawers, in closets, unpacked. And I hear dog collars. Maybe they're not mine, but I see you. Yeah, I see you down on the sand, and I can just, it smells like wood burning, like there's food, there's people gathering. And so it feels private yet part of humanity. And I just, yeah, I'm very vested. And I see a stack of our books sitting on this big oak coffee table with like water ring stains on it.
Wow.
And yeah, it's pretty specific.
I love that.
I look hot. And so we're so healthy.
If you don't mind, will you throw
tile
like,
floors?
Throw like a Sprinter van parked outside.
Yeah, like, I'm feeling like tour bus with driver because it's a lot. Yeah, we are like we keep talking. We're proximate. We're so
I'm
close.
Dreaming too small for you.
Yeah, I'm going to become a jogger again. But no, please have the courage. Be brave enough to dream your ass off.
Yes.
Because why not? What's the worst that could happen? You don't get it? Like, I'm still arguing for go for it. Swing for the fences.
I completely agree. But again, you might get rerouted. Be open to the signs. Listen.
Be flexible.
Listen to the things that we don't understand. You know, I think that that's really important. If you feel compelled by something that happened in your day, think about it. Think about what it could possibly mean. And, you know,
that what sticks with you and
connect with your fulfillment.
Because we are in a stage of you can reinvent yourself any damn day.
That is quite.
Right. We are in an age of customization. And so let's lean into that.
I love it.
Thank you for the chat. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Wonderful topic.
And congratulations to our friends. I think I cannot wait to visit.
Yes.
Yeah. But it is amazing that this is an actual product of, I knew down to specific details and the feel of when they arrived and the view. And so I couldn't be happier for them.
Let's go get it. Let's go make our dreams come
true.
Let's
go get it and go get you some too.
That's right. I'm JT. Thank you, everybody.
And I'm Jordan. Until next time.
Be brave, beautiful friends.